give a shaker to the koil here, to the mishtatrim and the shir, to the chavriya koil, for giving me the opportunity to the galus to give over some dvar or divri halacha and to say some interesting things in which I got from Moiri Rabbi and Yosef Shalom Zeicher Tzadik Levracha. I'm going to say some things which might be difficult or strange or surprising, that some of them are, we should know how to do it, about Kiddush B'Makom Sudas. I really thought I'd speak about two things. There's two aspects in Kiddush B'Makom Sudas we have to know. One, we have to know is what's Makom Asuda, what's considered the physical Makom where the Kiddush has to be, and then what's considered a Suda, that would be enough to establish or be considered Kiddush B'Makom Sudas. So in the first topic, I'm just going to say one thing, not to go into the Pratim, and to concentrate more on the Kiddush B'Makom Sudas L'chatchila has to be, and this is the Mishnah Berurah, most of the Mishnah Berurahs I recorded from Siman Reish Ayin Gimel, Sivkot Gimel, has to be within Dalar Amos. The place where Dalar Amos is where you make the Kiddush, that's where you have to eat the Suda, whatever we'll discuss soon, what the Suda is considered. So that means if a person and comes and hears Kiddush, I'm sitting over here, and let me canter, the guy makes the Kiddush, he's decided to hear what he's saying, it's a big place, a big hall, and then you'll go afterwards to sit in your table, which is more than Dalar Amos away, so L'chatchila, you're not allowed to do that. L'chatchila has to be within Dalar Amos. However,
even the same room.
However, the Shulchan Aruch says that the Ramah says that if the Mepina Lepina, it's from one corner to another corner in the room, so he says it's okay, but the Mishnah Berurah says clearly in Sifkot and Gimel, it's not L'chatchila. L'chatchila has been within Dalar Amos. I'm not going to go into any more Pratim from one room to another room, which B'Di'evit might not be okay, but L'chatchila, we're a B'nai Torah coming to hear with the Dvar Halacha, so we won't come to hear not B'Di'evit, we're coming to hear L'chatchila. So L'chatchila, now sometimes I'll just finish with this topic and this thing. There's a Yotzos Chorab of Seder. In Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, it says that there's, even though you don't have to drink from the kosher bracha, it's enough the mekadesh he drank, and you have to eat, but you have to make a suda. So, however, he says it's a mitzvah for every person who is kiddush to get a drop. Mr. Bruce says it's only a team of baal, but you take a drop of the wine. So you see, a lot of times people come and they'll stand with their cups they want, they're looking for a mitzvah. You know, people look for schoolers today, look for mitzvahs, and Shulchan Aruch says it's a mitzvah that each person should drink at least a drop from the Kodesh L'Bracha. So you see the Pashat, people want the mitzvah, they come by the Kiddush, they'll stand where the Mekadesh is in the middle, and they'll take their drop of wine, they'll drink, and then they'll go back to their seat and get their chant from the Kiddush. Or there's Kishka, there's a Mekishka, Mustami can make a good Kishka Makam Suda. The chant is a little problematic, we'll talk about it soon, but so they should know it's Yotzos Chorav Rav Seder. It's Yotzos Chorav Rav Seder, so they're standing Meshas the Kiddush over here to get my team of Baal, which is a mitzvah, and then they go back to their seat, which is more than Dalar Amos away. So even though it's in the same room, it's a B'di'evit, okay, but it's not, like Mr. Rudan doesn't say Lashon B'di'evit. He says it's L'chatchila to be, not to move at all. And the Poskim say not to move at all means Dalar Amos. So if he doesn't say Lashon B'di'evit, I assume if it says L'chatchila to be within the same place, so it's probably B'di'evit. So don't quote me where the Mishnah Berurah says it's B'di'evit. The Mishnah Berurah says it's L'chatchila. Okay, this is, so I don't want to talk about this anymore, but I want to concentrate more on what it says in Mesir Pei and Shulchan Aruch. That now, in Shulchan Aruch says it's a missing Lashon. It's a missing Lashon. In Sif Hei, it says that in order should be considered a Suda, which will make it a Kiddush B'Makom Sudas, you have to eat a Dover Mu'at. You have to eat a Dover Mu'at, or even if you drink Yahin, a wine is good enough also. So the question is, what's a Dover Mu'at? What's it referring to? A Dover Mu'at of what? See, it probably means a Dover Mu'at of lechem. If you eat lechem, You have to have a dover mu'at, which is a kazayas. A dover mu'at means a kazayas. It doesn't have to be a big suda. But and then it says also, why if you drink wine, we'll soon see about drinking wine, what that means, drinking wine, so that should be considered a suda. It says either a dover mu'at, but it doesn't mention mezoinus. What's a dover mu'at? Does dover mu'at mean mezoinus, or does a dover mu'at mean eating pas? Now we know the shita from the Gra and the Maaser Rav, and then there's a straw, a lot of people annoyed like that he can only make kiddush makom suda on lechem. If you call that kiddush and there's cake there and there's mezoinus and chedayme, that's not kiddush makom suda. Kiddush makom suda is only a suda. It's only a suda, and we'll soon see that Shulchan Aruch says the yain is okay also. So the Mishnah Brewer says that on the sifter, he says the yain is okay, which we'll soon see, but the Mishnah Brewer is chaylik on it, on the Mechaber Roif Poiskim. But he says over there, if a kol shekein mezoinus. Kol shekein, if you eat mezoinus, that's considered kiddush makom suda. However, Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention mezoinus. He mentions the davar mu'at, which is pashtus, means lechem, it means challah, then he skips over to yayin. But the Mishnah Brewer understands it's a Magen Avraham, that mezoinus is a kol shekein from yayin. It's a kol shekein from yayin. So let's discuss the three things which make up kiddush makom suda. So first, like we mentioned, the Gra says lechatchila. Lechatchila, also just want to mention a disclaimer maybe, whatever the bottom line halacha l'maisa, I might mention is only referring to Kiddush during the day. Kiddush during the day is only Drabonim. So the Kiddush day is Drabonim, so therefore we're Makel, where there's a Machlekes of Poiskim, the Achra of the Mishnah Brewer and the Poiskim is to be Makel to allow certain things. However, the Sharetzion says that Kiddush at night, which is Deraisa, Kiddush at night is Deraisa, so we're more Machmer and Kiddush Deraisa and certain things which we would allow, B'dyavid, maybe even the Chachila, but Kiddush and night we wouldn't allow. But I'm not going to discuss that, because Kiddush and night is not that practical halacha ma'aseh. Because at night you come home Shabbos, and Shulchan Aruch says you should be Mekadosh, your Shulchan, Shulchani, your Oruch, and as soon as you come home, you should be Mekadosh as soon as possible. As you have the whole Suda, we're ready for you. It's
a minute to make Kiddush Friday night in the Shul.
You say there, so go, but you're not Yitzhak, because you didn't indeed, so it's not Kiddush Makom Suda.
Most shuls, they make Kiddush in shul.
So first of all, on Yontif, there's a machlek of Yontif Zon Yabonim, okay? I'm just saying this is a disclaimer that whatever halachas, which I might come as Kondis, is referring to Kiddush during the Yom, and for it should be more Lamaisa, and not bog ourselves down each thing as a direct. So we're only talking about the yom. It could be some things are the same, some things are different, but we're only talking about Kiddush and Yom. So he mentioned the lechatchila to make Kiddush as you have to have a pass. I don't even call it lechatchila, but that's the sheet of the Gra in the Maaser Rav. The Mishnah Brewer brings it down in the Bialoka that Kiddush Makom Suda is you have to have dafka pas, a kazayas pas. We'll soon see what a kazayas pas is also. That's one. Now there's machmirim, and I personally, when I'm in a situation, when I'm in a pinch, that happens a lot of times in America, when they daven late until I get home, it's the change in the clock soon, the time you might get home to start your suda will be after chatzos. So they don't want to go into the locker, not fasting, the chatzos, but I want to make kiddush before chatzos, so I'll participate in a kiddush in the shul. And I'll eat only mezoinus, which they have. They won't wash over there. So when they come home again, I'll make kiddush again. But I eat the suda before the zavatz kiddush, and during the day kiddush is just bori pirgaf. You take a revius yain and make bori pirgaf. So they are machmirim who they'll make kiddush over again. Others of their wives aren't home, so they have to make kiddush anyway. It can be multi the wives, but that's an etza to eat at a kiddush. eat a kiddush, and even though you're not allowed to eat before making kiddush, but as far as that, the place can make all that if you make a mazoinis for your makom suda, so even though you're machmir to do lechem, but to eat, that will allow you to eat, even though you want to make kiddush again. So
the, making kiddush again at home to be yotzei the gra?
To be yotzei the gra. Or to be moitzi your wife.
And that's enough to make a burpee yagafen before our moitzi, even though you already ate a kiddush, so really your yagafen should be afterwards. You're going out of order of the brachas. That's a, just to be able to grow.
So first of all, you cover up your chalas. So there's no din.
That's enough, there's no
din kedima? No, why is it din kedima? You don't have the chalas here, they cover it up. That's one of the reasons why you cover up the chalas. Why at night there's no your own palm kedima?
You're not allowed to eat before kiddush.
What?
Because you're not allowed to eat before kiddush, so you're allowed to be
makdim. No, that's I say. Even according to the goyin, it could be that with the mezainis you're allowed to eat. Okay, if you cover up the chalas. That's why you cover up the chalas. That's and it's something which is a chaviv.
Also, anytime you want to be makdim, the raw water would help to just cover up all the food.
That's one and two is if you're probably makdim, it's a chaviv. Ramah passes the chaviv is more than outweighs that because okay, Hilchas Brachas next time you'll remind me which speaker I can speak enough about Hilchas Brachas today. I think you'll have enough of me. You won't want to hear about Hilchas Brachas next time. So the next thing is that she have a kazayis mazoinis, which is enough. Even though the chatchila the gabi suda Shabbos, there's 2 days also in the poskim whether a suda Shabbos is enough to have a kazayis pass. Or you have to have a chabetza pass. So the Mishnah Brewer brings down, and this is all Hilchas Suda Shlishis. In the Sudas Laila, Sudas Yom, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't discuss it. So the Chatchil is a din, you have to have a chabetza pass. However, the Gabi the din, Kiddush B'Mokum Suda, everyone agrees there's enough to have a kazayas. Everyone knows it's a different chaloy Suda. So you have to have a kazayas mezoinis. Now, we'll soon see what a kazayis mezoinis means. Now, the third thing we mentioned, the Shulchan Aruch, is yayin. However, the Mishnah Brewer brings down the Rav Akiva Eiger, and there's many other poskim, that to make kiddush and yayin is only shas adchak. It's only a shas adchak. Shas adchak, in a different place, the Mishnah Brewer mentions only if he's an onus. The onus is worse than a shas adchak. Now, what does it mean, a shas adchak? Shas adchak means that he has no other eitzah. He has no other eitzah, poshut. He doesn't have any bread, he doesn't have any mezoinis, so he can make kiddush, and he can make kiddush on wine. Now, main kiddush on wine, it has to be wine. It has to be wine if they drink a revius of the yayin.
The kiddush is
the wine. That the sud is the wine.
The kiddush on wine is the chetchila.
Kiddush and what? We're talking about the Suda. The Yayin is the Suda. So the poskim say, it's good to help me out. I'm not joking. Sometimes I say things that doesn't come out clear. So it's good clarifying things. I'm not joking. Keep on doing it. So the drink Yayin, so many poskim hold it. It's not enough to drink a revius Yayin. You have to have a revius yayin besides the amount of wine which you need for the kiddush itself, which is a roiv revius. So you have to drink according to the bigger share, maybe 6 ounces, according to the smaller share, maybe 5 ounces of wine. Now, but the two things which are nogei here is one is that it's only shas adkak. It's only shas adkak that the Mishnah Brewer's doiche, the shita of the mechaber, which the mechaber says the yayin is okay. But the Mishnah Brewer says it's only shas adchak, and again another place he mentions only if you're an onus. I don't want to go into what the case is in onus. But what?
Pesach.
If there's a kiddush in shul in Pesach, or you come and it's you don't have any bread, you don't have any lechem, you don't have mezoinis, you have some chicken, you have some meat and stuff like that. It's a shas adchak. I'll tell you another case of shas adchak, which the time we speak, I'll just mention now. If a person has celiac. A person is celiac, or a person cannot eat mezoinis, he cannot eat from the grains, but he can drink wine. So Mele Pashad, he for him it's lechatchila, he can make kiddush on wine. However, making kiddush on wine, it's kashmoy keinu, has to be wine. Well, Yosef holds, and it's in the Imuka Imoy, that you cannot make kiddush on grape juice. Kiddush Makom Suda. Why did you help me out again? The Kiddush Makom Suda, that the Yayin should be considered Suda, has to be real wine. It has to be real wine because the wine is Choshev. Wine is Choshev, and that's considered people from the time of the Gemara. Today it's less like that. Maybe in Spain it's like that. Maybe in France that people that. But the Yayin was it's the common to drink wine was like a whole Suda. But it has to be wine which is a Chshivis that might be a Makom Suda. However, on grape juice. And grape juice, you cannot make Kiddush B'Makom Suda. You can drink all the grape juice you want, but the next Revi'ah is two Revi'ahs, and whatever you drink, it's not considered Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Kiddush B'Makom Suda has to be real wine. And this is even if you use Rav Yoshev's grape juice. Now, what's Rav Yoshev's grape juice? Rav Yoshev's grape juice, it's hard for me to speak like this in America, because in America, it's hard to get Rav Yoshev's grape juice. What's Rav Yoshev's grape juice? Rav Yoshev's very makpid as a chumrah, that grape juice has to be 100% pure grape juice. Now, if you put any concentrate in it, or you dilute it with water, he holds you cannot make a burning pure gafanan anymore. That's not grape juice. You cannot use it for Kiddush. I'm not talking about Kiddush B'Makom Suda. But kosher cane, you can't use it for Kiddush B'Makom Suda. I'm not going to go into the Nimukra from Rav Yoshev why he says this, but he was very makbid about this. He was very makbid also Shneitz Yisrael, where there's the consumers, there's a Baruch Hashem, there's Bnei Torah, that enough Bnei Torah that's commercially viable for companies to make products which Rav Yoshev or other poskim hold that, and because it's commercially, there's enough customers partial to buy. You go into the stores to the Badats and other reliable kashrus agencies do us a service. And they put on the label of the grape juice, there's a simen. Everyone knows it says, and the badats or other reliable hashkochas, it'll say 100%. It doesn't say TV. It's a lot of them just say TV, natural. Water is considered a natural ingredient. That means, or you can put concentrate in. Concentrate is also considered a natural ingredient. So, and according to the law in America, if you put concentrate in wine, you don't have to put it on in the ingredients. You can put it that it's wine. So, but the simen is 100%. Simen is 100%. It says 100%. Now, here in Eretz Yisrael, if you look in the ingredients of almost almost never saw a grape juice which was made in America and produced for America. They certain Kedem and other wine companies they export wine to Israel today, and they label it they, according to the Israeli standard, according to Israeli law. But if you look at grape juice, and most companies in America, especially New York State grape juice, which is New York, is not it's not Florida. They're Baruch Hashem. There's a Shemesh Merapala Tzadikim over here. What makes the grape sweet is when it cooks. When it ripens in the sun, and that makes it sweet. But New York State, and there you go today, someone told me it's in New York was already getting down to 30 tonight. So how do the grapes come out nice and sweet? So a New York State grape juice, it's if you make it without putting concentrate, which is a sweetener, it's no one's gonna buy it. No one's gonna buy it. So if you have a makbid for Rav Yoshev grape juice, and since I'm mentioning grape juice, I told that the Rebbe Provansky, I told him I have to mention this that there shouldn't be a mikshul. Rebbe Engelhardt, why did you help me? Also told me that if you make kiddush on grape juice, you have to make sure that it says no concentrate inside, and it's very.
Is it better to make on bread than concentrate grape juice?
Yes, 100%.
What?
This is even if you're
going to
make,
you're going to
say
hamotzi.
No, no bread. He's asking to make kiddush on bread.
Yes, I understand what you're saying.
Kiddush on bread. Yeah.
Correct.
What about dough?
Of tell dough the same thing. You can't make a burnt pig waffles. So I was in a chasna. A couple of weeks ago. I was in a chasna in the holy city. Because this will answer your question. I was in the chasna in the whole city, in the holy city of Bnei Brak. And they gave me the first two brachas, and the person was one of my talmidim from Yerushalayim. He made a chasna, his son, in Bnei Brak, And he told him special that my Rav is giving getting the first two brachas, but make sure he told the caterer they get 100% grape juice. So called me up for the first two brachas. I saw that I looked at the thing, you know, I don't trust anyone, and it wasn't 100%. So he was very upset. He says, wait, I made it special. I told him, Tircha the Tzibur, don't wait, but just switch brachas. He'll give me different brachas. So no one knew I was going to fly except my wife. She knew I was flying. She said that. But then there was a chosh of Rav there. There was a Shaul Klein. He was at the Kasnan. He had a brach under the chuppah also. And he says that he asked me a question. He says, how do you take one of the other brachas? There was no nesuin. There was no birchas nesuin aliyayin. There was no birchas nesuin aliyayin. So how did you take... I told him it's not worse than Chama Medina. So he understood exactly what I'm saying. So it could be the person who made the Boya Pergoffin was a Brach of Atola. But the halacha is that Bediavit, you can make even Leil Seder. Even Leil Seder, the Ramah brings down, if you don't have wine, you can make the Abrakoises in Chama Medina. So I told him it's not worse than Chama Medina.
It's a bracha, but for him.
So I says maybe the person who got the bracha was the bracha of Atala. As far as I'm concerned, it was a kashla bracha. So that's as far as I. So we discourage anyone from making, even if you have 100% grape juice. If you have 100% grape juice, but to make kiddush malchus suda on grape juice is a cordial of Yosh, if you can't do it. It has to be, and then even if you have real wine, the lashon of the Mishnah Brewer is b'makom adchak. It's a b'makom adchak, and we gave one example of a b'makom adchak.
Why is b'makom suda more chomer than din of kiddush?
It's two different concepts. Kiddush, you have to make aliyayin. There's the Gemara, which is, I don't want to go into all the lumdas from Avyasha. The Gemara says, so as far as Kiddush, there's a special halakha, the grape juice is considered yayin to make Kiddush on it. However, Kiddush Malakim Suda is Tolyan Suda. That's Tolyan Suda. So it could be it's wine because of the Kiddush of the Brisa, but it doesn't have a Kaloy Shem Suda. Suda has to be something which no one's going to convey Suda on grape juice. Wine, there's people who convey Suda and wine. They used to drink a lot of wine in those days.
But just to clarify, if you're going to be eating, you can make bread, then you can use grape juice.
Grape juice for what?
He said to make kiddush.
There's a lock and shulchan aruch.
That's make kiddush on lechem.
Even if you're going to be in your home.
There's a lock and shulchan aruch.
If you don't have wine, or the lechem is more chaviv at night, you can make kiddush. And during the day, it's problematic. But again, if you only have grape juice, which is not 100%, and lechem, I would advise everyone to make the kiddush akon. Now we're getting to the problematic situation. How do you measure a kezayis mezoinus, a kezayis lechem? How do you know what a kezayis is? I don't know what a kezayis. So first, among the Avram and Simon Tov Peivov, anyone who's been learning their Daf Yomi for the last couple of weeks, it's a sugi in the Menachos of Samach Dalet. The Brisa in Samach Dalet brings down a Mishnah in Uksin. Mishnah in Uksin in the Mishnah Brewer, the Magna Avraham and Simon Tov Peivov quotes this Brisa. Look on the side of the Masoreis Hashas, you'll see over there, you'll see it says Muksin, I think it says Perek Dal Mishnah Ches. What does it say over there? And I'm not going to go into what the Mishnah says over there, but it comes out from there clearly that a kezayis is a volume shear and it's not a weight shear. It's not a shear which depends on weight, it depends on volume. So it means you can't take a scale and put something on a scale and see whether it weighs like this or weighs like that to say that this is the kezayis. It's totally involved. However, the poskim did us a favor, and they did all kinds of measurement and how much. Now, what makes up a kazayis? Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah says clearly in the Bialocha in Siman Reish Ches, what makes up a kazayis is that you have to have a kazayis worth of grain. A kazayis worth of grain, because the size of the grain in the bread has to be a kazayis. So there's in bread there's a lot of air, there's a lot of things, you can squeeze it, and that might not be considered. So you can just take a piece of bread and put it into, so therefore the poskim came up with a shear. According to the smaller shear, it's 20 grams, according to the bigger shear, it's 30 grams, but this is not the real, everyone gets their matzahs, you weigh your matzahs, you want chazonish, it's 30 grams, you want the smaller shear, it's 20 grams, but that's not really what's the koveya, what's the kazayas. The poiskim did us a service, and they made a cheshbon that in 20 grams or 30 grams of bread, that you'll of any type of mezoinis, you'll probably have the amount of flour which went in over there, which is the volume size of a kazayas. So, in order to be kiddush bar mitzvah, we learned before, you don't have to have a kabeitza, which is the shir l'katchila for a suda. It's enough if you have a kazayas, okay? So how are we going to measure the kazayas? How are we going to measure it? Now, there's a halacha in Simen Reish Ches. And this is mamash nogeya to many, many different aspects, which will, as much as time allows, we'll mention some of them. That the Mishnah Berurah mentions that in order to have a kazayas, you have to have a kazayas, like we mentioned, the size of a kazayas of flour. Kazayas of a flour, which is in this, in your chocolate cake. Now, when I was young, the first year that I got married, I used to learn in my house at night. And a chavrusa came out. We were learning ketzel mavarchim. My wife used to listen in from the kitchen. She said, listen, I really didn't understand all the gemaras you were talking about. But whenever you try to apply it and say it's this thing, you don't know what a kitchen looks like. You don't know how to make things. So therefore, I asked around recently that to make a chocolate cake, how much flour goes into the chocolate cake, and how much cocoa goes into the chocolate cake, and how much sugar goes into the chocolate cake. News, I see you did it already.
So Moshe says in a tshuva about Pasabah B'Kesnin that today our cake in America is kamat more of other ingredients than of flour.
Yeah, okay, so that's...
So you have to have at least two kazesim of cookie in order to
You're saying the right thing. You said right in America also. I tell people you get a good yeast cake in America. You get a good chocolate inside. You get good poppy seed inside. You'll get good cinnamon inside. Go to Eretz Yisrael, they're cheap on the ingredients. So you hardly taste it. So in America, chocolate cake can be 50%. A yeast cake can be. And you say that's the rovamaisa. It depends on maybe. But so according to this, then or to kazayas. They should have a kazayas, which would be considered a suda, so you have to have the proportional amount of what you think is, if it's 50% flour, you have to eat two kazaysim. If you eat two kazaysim, then you'll get the total amount.
So now, practically speaking, if you eat one ragla, how far or close are you to a kazayas?
It depends whether you're an American or as well. That being said, you got a good sticky with a lot of what's name. So you're asking questions which are hard to answer. That's the next stroll. I would say the most is it's a third, maybe even less. A third is two thirds is the flour. In America, it could be what they put some sugar maybe inside. Besides that, I don't know what an average size ragla is. I don't know what the average size ragla is. What? It depends where. Maybe in Florida, a big one. What? So you're asking about a Floridian one? You're asking about a Floridian one? Or an average size? So, the Gemara says, the chib and spices, they're the coil color oilum. There's another catch to this. Is that this kazayas, what you eat, the kazayas of flour which you have to eat has to be eaten within the shear of kedei achilas pras. That means if you're going to nibble on the what's the name, you can take a chunt. A chunt is barley. And in the next row, we don't have so much kitschke in the chant, which is probably what's the name?
Is one of these a kazayis?
This is not bad. It's almost the size of an Eretz Yisrael Dikka, what's the name? And it's it's very simple. This weighs, without weighing it, it weighs probably 25 grams. But the way to figure it out, just count how many inside and says it, 12 ounces. If you figure out, this probably weighs 25 grams. And these are vanilla, which doesn't have stone. But I would say that stone, two-thirds is flour.
So, how practically speaking, how many of you have to eat these
kazayis? You have to eat. So this, if you eat one, maybe one and a third of these, you have to eat 30 grams of these. 30 grams of these. That's so good. But we're holding next. The next hitch is that it has to be eaten within Achilles Pras, which is anywhere between 2 minutes and 9 minutes. So if you can take something which is a chocolate cake and you have to eat two kazaisim, which let's say is 40 grams, which is the kula tikashir, has to be eaten within the kakil 2 minutes, 3 minutes, bidyava, 4 minutes, 9 minutes is a big bidyava. So you can just nibble on, or you could use your chant for kish makam soon that you have the barley inside. But in order to eat a kazais of barley, kadeh achilus pras, you have to eat a lot of chant. If the large chant, and it has to be written all within the. Now, Mishnah Berurah says something which Ramosha says is very strange. That the Mishnah Berurah says that even though this is the halacha, the minhag ha'olam is to make an alamichya even if it has, even to mustaf all the other ingredients. That's what the. So Ramosha says he doesn't know how the Mishnah Berurah got this as the minhag ha'olam. And he says it's a halacha that you have to have a kazayas of kemach. Take the Achilles Pras, so Moshe is choyle completely on what the Mishnah Berurah calls the minhag ha'olam, and he was very makbid that you have to have a kazayas to the Achilles Pras, and the Mishnah Berurah only mentions that's the minhag ha'olam. Now, where the minhag ha'olam, I don't know who's koveh, that's the minhag, where he got it from, that's definitely the Chofetz Chaim did his research, but if you look in Tofrei Shadik Hei, Biolacha brings down the Marik and other poskim, whether the Minig Zoyka Halacha, not Oyka Halacha, we don't want to get into that. So this concept, which is people of Mezalzel, the most people of Mezalzel, is that everyone should go home and make sure your wives, that what's the name of all, on diets, and they can eat in the Suda. And they eat, when they wash for a regular Suda, so let's say most of them don't eat bread. But in Shabbos, when you have to eat bread, l'chakhila, for your Suda Shabbos, they'll push a nibble on a piece of challah. Now there's three problems with nibbling on a piece of challah. That means they won't eat a kazayas. Even they eat a kazayas, they nibble on it, it might not be k'dei achilus pras. But they're getting into shaylas in three or four different problems. One problem is, if it's kiddush makom Suda, so it's not kiddush makom Suda. But they're getting into things which are more common. You cannot bench. If you don't eat a kazayas k'dei achilus pras, you can't bench. In Simen Kuf Nun Ches, it brings down 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. If you don't eat a kazayas k'dei achilus pras, you can't make Natili Sedaim with a bracha. It's a shayla of a bracha levatol. V'yeshoimim, it says in Kuf Nun Ches, in Kuf Nun Ches, v'yeshoimim, you have to have a chabetza. You have to have a chabetza in order, and the Hakrav Shulchan Aruch is to wash Natilis Yadayim. With a bracha, you have to eat a chabetza of kemach, a chabetza of lechem. If the lechem is no problem because they don't put it, we're talking about straight bread, that they don't put any additives in it, and about the water, we'll discuss when we learn the Mishnah Luxin, what's about the water, how come the water is mitzvah for the shir, it's not mitzvah for the shir. But practical, bottom line, loch lamaisa, is that so this is very important. You have to tell Kosheimar the base Yankov, you have to tell the Viper Poshit that in order for them to wash during the week, and maybe during the week they don't wash, but on Shabbos, when they wash, they have to eat the chatkila kabeitza for two reasons. One is that the chatkila, you have to have a kabeitza pas to be mekayim the suda, but the other we mentioned, a kazai is enough. And the second reason is it's a bracha levatola and the netilas yadayim. It's a suffic bracha levatola if you make netilas yadayim. Now this Rav Yosho told me a kula. As he told me a kula, wherever you have to have a kabeitza, only the first kabeis has to be toka de achilas pras. You don't think a kabeis is two zaysim. It's two zaysim. So that's what we pass in Lalacha. It's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. But you don't have to eat two zaysim or three zaysim or whatever the machleik is, the Rambam, the Rashi, is you don't have to eat the whole kabeis toka de achilas pras. It's enough if you eat one zayis kadei achilas pras, another one you can eat later, and that would allow you to be yaitzah suda shabbos l'kakila, and you can make achilas your diet. But there's a bigger problem. This is nogeya during the week, it's nogeya and Shabbos, that someone washes, and they wash on less than the kazayas, besides all the problems we mentioned, that you really can't bench, it's a brachla v'atol at the bench, and it's less than the kazayis, it's a brachla v'atola on the tilos yadayim. There's a machlekes where the tilos yadayim requires a kazayis or chabetz, but less than the kazayis, everyone agrees there's no chiyuv in the tilos yadayim. You can't make a bracha, but there's a bigger problem. The people eat a piece of bread, or they just wash their kaparayim, because they don't want to get into shilas of all kinds of brachas. They don't want to get into shilas of all kinds of brachas. So mele, they eat the bread, that patters all the brachas. If you don't eat a kazayas pas, it does not patter, that doesn't patter all the other brachas. So you have a soup, you have a chicken, you have your meat, all that stuff, you have to make a separate bracha. It doesn't come bottle to lessen the kazayas, which is not kosher. Now Rav Moshe only mentions Lagabi Al-Michia. I don't know. I assume it will be the same thing. Lagabi, according to the Mishnah Berurah, which says it's a mini goylem, it probably apply to everything else also. But again, Rav Moshe Poshet held that this what's name, and it's you cannot flaws in this Mishnah Berurah at all. And so this is a thing which people have to weigh in, especially tell the Vayra Poshet that on Shabbos there's no diet. Shabbos and the Sham Yaseira eats, and ladies have the Sham Yaseira, and they'll eat the proper amount which they have to eat. They'll become all the dinim, and they'll go into the Sham Yaseira, and they won't affect their diets. They should. So this is an important thing, which is a big a misconception, let's call it, or a misunderstanding. So I just mentioned this two more short halakas. Once if a person's in a matzav. That he does not have. It happens to you, hear all kinds of stories. People are driving from here to there. They went on the airplane. They got late, and they ended up in the middle of nowhere for Shabbos. They go to a place, and it's they don't have any lechem. They don't have any yayin. They can't make kiddush, but they bring them out the hotel, whatever. They got stuck in there. They brought them some bananas and some oranges, and it's maybe they have some crackers in the car, something else. But the halacha is you're not allowed to eat before making kiddush. Not allowed to eat before making kiddush. This applies to kiddush at night and kiddush during the day. So here I got stuck, Pasha. Mamash got stuck. I got stuck that there was a snowstorm, and there was a story in Baltimore last winter that there was all of a sudden there was a flash snowstorm, people going from Lakewood to Baltimore, which was not a far trip, and they got stuck in motels in the middle of nowhere. And they didn't have provisions for Shabbos. They got some. So what are you supposed to do? You're allowed to eat, you're not allowed to eat. You're allowed to eat, not allowed. So the halacha is, from a foolish halacha and Simon Reish Pei Test halacha base, that if you don't have anything to make kiddush on at night, which is what you can make lechatchil in such a situation, on lechem. So you don't have lechem, and you don't have yayin, you're allowed to eat without making kiddush. You can eat without making kiddush. There's no halacha after fast. At night, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, you should be machmi if you think you could be getting lechem or yayin until chatzos, you should wait until chatzos. But if you know in the middle of nowhere, it's not going to get it, so you don't have to wait. And during the day, when kiddush during the day is only drabonim, so you don't have to wait. You can start eating right away. Now,
the Rav mentioned crackers. If you have crackers, you can make kiddush on crackers.
If you call
it,
you're right. It's 2 days in the Shari Tshuva. It's a 2 days in Shari Tshuva for a different reason, because even you're not koveya suda, but the Shabbos itself is koveya. Otherwise, it's mezoinis. So why can you make crackers?
Make kiddush on the possible of kisna.
So that's 2 days in the Shai Tshuva. That's 2 days in the Shai Tshuva.
You wouldn't make hamotzi, even if you make mezonis, even if it's not kovei.
So that if not kovei, you can't make. The whole tzad to make is it's kovei. as a shame pass. It's only good for Kiddush Morgen Sud, but not Kiddush itself. Now, we mentioned before that people are celiac and other things which Lo Aleinu, they have restrictions, they can't eat any mezonos. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Shultei Geborim. It brings down the Shultei Geborim, that the Shultei Geborim says that according to the sheet of Shulchan Aruch, which says that you can make Kiddush and Yayin, you can make Kiddush and Peiros also. You can make on Pasha and Peiros. He doesn't mention vegetable. Now, there's a Yavetz, a goy's Yavetz in the 10th Perek of Pesachim. The 10th Perek of Pesachim, I can't tell you exactly which daf, I didn't have a chance to look it up. And he says, and I spoke to Rav Yoshua once about this, and he says that Yishmazeh Mashu, that the Yavetz holds that, I think Rav Moshe brings it down someplace also, that as soon as consider what's a suda by you. So if you're a person that only eats, you don't eat any mezonos, you only eat mezonos, or whatever it is, you have a restriction, a dietary restriction, you can't eat anything else, as soon as consider a normal suda by you. So a person only eats fish or meat or even vegetables or chedayma, that's considered a suda. So a suda, you don't look at what the velt, what the wool looks at a suda. Normal suda, you have to have pasen, mezonos, etc., etc. But something which is the derech, which you make that for your suda, so that would be enough for a kiddush b'machom suda. So if a person is, again, has a health restriction, or now the situation where a person gets caught up somewhere, he gets caught up somewhere, so the yavetz would not apply, because that's not your normal suda. However, for kiddush b'machom suda, the shulti geborim would apply, that for the yavet, you can make kiddush if you have wine. You have wine, you can eat peiros, and that'll make it kiddush b'machom masud, that you're yoyt to the kiddush. But if you're not yoyt to the kiddush, then you can't eat either. However, we mentioned the reish peites amaisi, you have nothing else, you don't have anything to make kiddush on, so you're not mechuyev to fast, you're not mechuyev to wait. You can, at night, you shall kachil wait for chatzos, if you think something might be coming. If you know nothing's coming, this was a shuitaka bim kaim the locha of kiddush, which is a kosher of locha, which the Rambam says is a mitzvah to mikdash as a yoimam beknisas a Shabbos, and that gives a kedusha to kedusha, which will be mamshach the whole time. Shuitaka bim zoyche to mamshach the kedusha, which is zoyche and sham yaseira, and therefore anyone has a diet or stuff like that, might say, tell me my name, the pashit that. And the Shami Yisrael, you'll do it right. And the Shami Yisrael wants to have his share of Achil on Shabbos. Scared.
What's better? First time he stopped. And he only has cracker. What's better? Take the cracker, make a mozi on it, and make kiddush? Or eat without kiddush and
yeah, I would eat without kiddush.
Better to eat without kiddush?
It's according to most places when you go to kiddush device.
Uh-huh. Better than to be samech on those shittas, yeah. Perhaps make the wrong brach of a mitzvah on the back.
If you have nothing to make kiddush on, no kiddush morgam suda, so should you not? But you have yayin, but you don't have any other food. Should you make kiddush?
You can make kiddush. That's a shas at kachav of the mechaber.
You could use it for, then you could use it with the yayin.
According to mechaber, it's a kachila. According to kiddush, it's a shas at kachav.
What's the share of the yayin? The
Rav said that you should prove it if there's a refused yayin besides the amount of wine.
So what's the Indian of two revisits? That's only for somebody who is not being
Mekadosh.
No, it's only for the person who's Mekadosh. Not for the having two gazesim is only for the Mekadosh.
No,
for everybody else in the room.
No, every person in the room has to drink his own yayin.
Oh, it's only one.
I can be moitzi you in kiddush.
Right, so
I can't be moitzi you in the suda.
So I only need one. Same if someone makes kiddush, I have a piece of mezonos. So I only need one cup of wine. It's only the Mekadosh that needs the revius and plus.
Yeah, correct.
From the time that you make kiddush, there is any smile until you do pass?
The what?
Mezonos? From the time that you make kiddush, there is any smile.
Playing on this table and stuff.